You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The Blake Lively pile-on continues. I mean, she is just getting torn to pieces in the press and everywhere
else.
It's
really ugly, isn't it?
It really is. The entire internet seems to think she's not a nice person now because these old clips of her interviews have been popping up all over TikTok and Instagram of her just being kind of, to put it nicely, icy towards these reporters.
But it's not stopping that movie because her movie is a runaway hit. They did another, it finished third over the weekend, but it did something like $27 million. It's at $97.5 million in the 2 weeks that it's been out.
Yeah.
So that's very impressive for that movie.
And probably didn't take a whole lot of money to make.
No. So it's going to easily go over $100 million at the rate it's going right now. We'll probably pass that by today.
Yeah. The Democratic National Convention begins today. So that is all of the top trending topics that's happening up in Chicago. There's going to be a lot of news coverage of that.
Yeah, nothing really happens, though, until, I guess, Wednesday night, Tim Walz will speak.
Yeah.
And then Thursday night, it ends when Kamala Harris will officially accept the nomination. And she'll give her speech that then kind of frames where she's headed as far as, you know, counteracting Donald Trump and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think anything really exciting happens. Most of these conventions are pretty boring these days. Nothing exciting happens until we get to debates.
Right.
And no matter who you're for, debates are entertaining.
Absolutely.
That's going to get wild.
You want to watch them duke it out. It's kind of fun. Yeah. And actually, a lot of people contact me. I got relatives up in Chicago. They're leasing out their Airbnb-ing their house out.
Are they doing well with it?
I think so.
Where do they go stay while they do that?
That's a good question. I don't know. Not a hotel, because I don't think you can get a hotel.
Hotels
there.
Are probably full.
They might just be sleeping in their car. I know you're really excited about this, Ace. Cheetos are finally going vegan. White Cheddar Blanc is the new vegan Cheeto that's hitting the store shelves. So... you don't walk through the store and just think, gosh, I wish there were vegan Cheetos I could have.
Well, now I'm sitting here thinking, I don't even know what's in Cheetos.
Yeah, apparently meat.
I don't know. They're not vegan already? I don't know.
Maybe cheese powder is, I guess, not vegan, but I'm like, I couldn't believe there's real dairy in Cheetos?
Yeah. That kind of threw. I was like, what's the non-vegan part of
Cheetos? I had no idea.
Sure, there's something. I just never gave it any thought. It just didn't seem like anything in Cheetos was meat or dairy based. I don't know.
Not at all.
Weird.
But today, enjoy today, because today is National Potato Day. Ace loves a baked potato.
I love a baked potato. However, I saw this morning, America's favorite way to eat a potato, French fries.
Of course, it's the top tier way to eat a potato.
I thought I'd take D-Rob, because what's the number one French fry in America? 46% of people said it's McDonald's.
Of course.
Now, in second place, it's like 16% of people said Wendy's. But they're like, it's 30% more people. It's not even close. And Rob still says McDonald's French fries are terrible.
The worst.
They're mid.
They're the worst fast food French fries. I mean, it's just delusional.
And don't try to be cool by calling it mid, Rob.
No cap, guys. They're mid.
But those are just a few things that are now trending.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a developed problem. I think something's wrong with my head. Not inside it, like literally the exterior of my skull. Something is messed up. I might need your help figuring it out. Coming up next, I hope.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You ever wear something wrong? Like, it's not wrong, but you don't feel it, and you just feel terrible the rest of the day?
Mm.
Like, I got these pants on today, and they're golf pants. I put all my clothes in the other room. I put them in the office to get dressed in the morning, because sometimes it depends on where the axe is up or not, and this way I know I won't bother anybody. And I'm usually I'm practically showering and all in the separate bathroom, just in case we have to move Dax into our bedroom. He's 13 months old, so anyway. And I put the wrong pants. I grabbed the wrong pair of black pants.
Okay.
And they're golf pants. And I feel stupid wearing them today.
Let me see them stand up and show the camera.
Black pants, but you really can't tell. But it just they're not right.
They don't feel right
they
in
don't
this.
Feel right. I'm not on the golf course. I shouldn't be. I just feel stupid. It just makes you feel weird. But here I have noticed a real problem. Now we do a show every day called Ace and Friends. And you can download it wherever you download shows, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, the Ace and TJ app. You can also stream it live at 3 o'clock, 3 Eastern every afternoon on the Ace and TJ app. It's called Ace and Friends. And we've discussed this on there before, is the fact that I think there's something wrong with my head. Here's the deal. One of my ears is lower than the other because Friday I was out with Amanda and Dax, and I kept thinking, are my sunglasses crooked? What is it? So I took this picture of myself, Riggins. Look how tilted my sunglasses are. Or my
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed it there. It's either the bridge of your nose or your ears that's askewing your sunglasses. Because they are a little cockeyed.
And I don't know which it is, but I was like, something's weird. And they don't look. And I notice if I take the right side, my sunglasses on the right side, and I move them up a little bit on my head, like they level out then.
Yeah, it's. I think it's probably your nose.
And I've looked at the sunglasses numerous times, and like they're not crooked.
Yeah, put your regular.
See, my nose is messed up.
I think your nose is probably crooked. Then your. Yeah, there's a slight tilt on one side. Like your right ear is lower, or it's your nose.
Or there's something on my nose that's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's one more thing to be paranoid about.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've even thought like if I could put like a little pad on the top of my ear that would hold my glasses straight. It drives me crazy.
Oh God.
I'll be riding down the road and they feel crooked, and I can see that they're crooked, but I can't figure out
if you have to start wearing a pad on the top of your ear, just call it quits. I mean, pack it up. It's over for you.
But if you see this picture, you can see the tilt like in this picture, right? It's not the glasses. It's not my sunglasses.
Yeah, there's just a slight skew.
Because I know for certain that these glasses aren't messed up, and when I put them on and hear the read,
just a little bit.
Okay.
It's clearly bothering you more than anybody's going to notice.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, you notice it in this picture.
Well, I don't think anybody would look at that picture and go, oh my gosh, they're so cockeyed. They're probably going to look at that.
No, if they saw this picture, they'd be like, oh my God, he is white.
Yeah.
Because I'm shirtless. You can't see my whole body.
Why is he wearing a bucket hat? That's what I would think when I see that picture.
I love that hat.
That's a good hat.
TJ just gave me that hat for my birthday.
That's a good hat.
The bucket hat's not cool.
I don't love it for you, but it's a nice hat.
Okay. All right.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You don't really like my bucket hat, Rick?
No, it's fine. I was just teasing.
No, but it's my lake hat. Like it's, it works. And it keeps me from getting sunburned.
It's fine. I just love that you're like, because this has been going on for weeks now. Like, something's wrong with my ears. Like, of all, your ears being slightly off balance is funny to me.
Yeah, what is it? Because as I get older, my ears getting out of whack?
I got a droopy ear.
What, Rob?
You got droopy ear.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is there some kind of weird ear thing that happens to people as they get older, and I'm experiencing it right now?
TJ's not here today, but he always points out Joe Namath in those commercials for hearing aids, I think is what they are, or whatever they are. His ears are, I mean, down by his chin.
Yeah, they're huge. But he's
too.
Always had bigger ears.
Oh, Joe Namath. Okay.
I think. I say that. I don't really
They're know. Just sinking.
Yeah.
Ears are cartilage, so it does make some sense they could move because they're not like, you know, held in there by bone or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You know, thank you, Dr. Rob.
Glad to help.
It's actually cartilage.
I'm just kind of being smart with everybody.
Hey, at least my ears are the same size and we're in the same position.
Here you go, Rob.
Yeah. You got me there. Apparently, Riggins now has me paranoid. Maybe it's in my nose.
Like, yeah, I think that's
my nose.
That's what's, you know, really? Aligns your glasses is the bridge of your nose.
That's
think.
That would make more sense that it's my nose and not my ears.
Give me a profile shot. And doesn't look that crazy.
Should we post this picture and see if anybody?
Yeah.
Hey, does everybody think the bucket hat? I don't care about. I don't care what y'all think about the bucket hat. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's a good bucket.
I love that bucket hat. But maybe somebody can figure out if it's my nose or my. I don't know.
Diagnose me.
Facebook, help me. Facebook. I need some medical advice.
I might as well post that on what is it on Reddit? We just posted like rip me to shreds.
Sure.
Have a great time with it. Self-loathing at its finest on display.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There is a story going around that is just wild. Emory Hospital in Atlanta is being sued by a guy. You know, he had a brain bleed and the brain swells on, so they had to take out a piece of his skull to do the operation. And then they wait a few days, week, whatever it is, and then they just have to put that piece of, you know, back in his skull. And they kept kind of putting him off, and then eventually they had to come clean. And like, hey, we've lost that piece of your skull.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's his lawyer kind of telling him a little more detail about exactly what transpired.
They got various contradictory messages about why surgery was postponed, and ultimately Emory told them that they had lost and misplaced a part of his skull. It's mind-blowing, literally.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So they took they made a synthetic piece, and they have replaced the missing portion of his skull with this synthetic piece. But, you know, I can't blame him for suing him.
Yeah, that seems worthy of a lawsuit.
You take a piece of somebody's skull, you kind of keep that somewhere where everybody knows, hey, don't touch this.
Yeah.
You put it on a shelf somewhere. Like, hey, let's put that up over there where we know it's sitting in the corner wrapped up in a box or something. We don't want to misplace a piece of this man's skull.
How does that happen?
No different than those people when they amputate the wrong limb. Oh, we thought it was the right arm. No.
That's worthy of a lawsuit too, right?
Oh, my God. 100%. Yeah. And I can't blame this guy. And then if y'all saw this over the weekend, this is really sad to see. These houses. This house on the North Carolina shore that fell into the ocean.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
It is the seventh house in the Outer Banks area of North Carolina in the past 4 years that it's collapsed and gone into the water. They said this one was because of Hurricane Ernesto bringing rip currents into the area. And I think they said, I read the article, the people bought the house, I think, 4 years ago for like $400,000. And it just, like, you just washed it out of the ocean.
$400,000 for a beach house?
I think so.
Yeah, that's probably why it was not. I mean, they were like, you know, you got 5 good years with this place.
I thought the price seemed a little lower than I expected it to be also.
Yeah, hopefully that was just not their main, you know, domicile. They have some other place to go, because that's got to be just heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, you've got insurance for that sort of thing.
You do?
Still, I'm sure you have insurance for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume your homeowner's insurance would cover your house being swept out into the ocean.
I would hope so. Yikes. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. I've never had to deal with homeowner's insurance. You saw it, Rob?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Looking. Yeah, it's a big house. You see it start to kind of wobble, and it's like, oh, my God, that house is going to go into the ocean. Just takes it right on.
I know the tide was high, but, like, it seemed way too close to where, again, where.
I thought the same thing, Rob. Like, did they build that in the ocean? It's crazy when you see it. Just crazy. Riggins, the hottest trending topics coming up next. Riggins and Now Trending. Hang on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Number one movie in America, Alien Romulus. $45 million opening weekend. Not bad for a franchise that's over 40 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, it was out in the 70s, the first Alien.
I thought the first one came out like 82 or something. I don't know.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been 40 years at least. Yeah. So
an impressive opening for a franchise that feels a little dated.
And Deadpool and Wolverine still did $29 million. It's done $545 million in America alone.
Yeah.
And then It Ends With Us, again, had another big weekend, like $27 million. It's done almost $100 million. So maybe with these different types of movies now, you're seeing the movies come back.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting back into the theaters because we're getting good movies back in there.
I am always shocked to hear the all those big 80s movies that I associate with the 80s, you guys have never seen.
Like what?
I mean, E.T.?
I've seen E.T.
Yeah, maybe TJ has.
Yeah, I've loved E.T. It's a fantastic movie.
Indiana Jones.
I've seen all the Indiana Jones.
You saw those too?
Yeah, I saw the first few.
Maybe it's just TJ then.
That's what it is.
What was another one? I don't know. Every time I think of one, you guys, I never saw that.
All the Brat Pack movies and St. Elmo's Fire and all those movies. He's in a couple of those. He's never seen. I've seen all those
big ones.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the Alien Romulus cast. Caitlin Clark is trending today. She set a rookie record for assists, breaking a WNBA record. Still on fire. People still love going to see her.
It's big business.
I guess it is.
The WNBA should just ride the wave for a while. Just enjoy it. Take it in. Market yourself. You know, you take advantage of the opportunity. However you got here, you got here. Now you have a chance to grow the sport.
Is she still selling a ton of jerseys?
I'm selling a ton of jerseys.
Yeah. Coca-Cola is teaming up with Oreo for two unique products. We've got Oreo-flavored Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola-flavored Oreos. They really got creative with it. Does that sound good?
Two things I love. This does not interest me.
Not at all.
I've been looking for them for weeks now.
Oh, are they out?
No. I guess not anyway. Because they announced it like a month ago and I was trying to find them. So
no verdict. You have been looking for weeks. I mean, what does that entail? Do you make a special trip to the store to go seek these out?
No, when I'm at the when I go grocery shopping for the week or however often it happens, I go to the cookie aisle, yeah, and then I just see if they have it. They don't yet, though.
Okay.
So I'm more interested in the cookies that are Coke flavored than the Coke flavored cookies.
Yeah, absolutely. That cookie and cracker aisle I stay away from.
Do you do the grocery shopping in your house, Rob?
We each do our own individual grocery shopping.
Yeah, they do it on their own.
Oh.
Yeah.
There are two people in the house, and you each shop individually?
We don't eat meals together, so.
Yeah, they never eat together.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's the most interesting person that's ever existed. It's so interesting.
You and Meredith never have dinner together, Rob?
If she brings home some food, but if it's something we grocery shop, then no.
remember he made those, tried to make those quesadillas for her that one time, like 2 years ago? But yeah. She was like, I don't
know. And they haven't, he has never made an effort to eat with her since.
And yeah. I never will again.
Yeah, that really hurt him. Yeah, we laughed at it, but it definitely hurt.
I know it did, but that's now I kind of feel bad. We laughed at it so much. I mean, it was funny.
Oh, I mean, it's funny.
It's funny for sure.
It's funny. Those are just a few things that are now trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Rob, let's go back a second. And during Now Trending, we got kind of sidetracked. And the fact that Rob and his girlfriend Meredith, a girlfriend of 9, almost 10 years. When's your 10-year anniversary, Rob?
In January.
Okay. So, say 9 years. 9.5 years. They don't eat meals together anymore because Rob tried to cook chicken quesadillas one time, and she doesn't like thighs, right?
Yeah, and she didn't even give it a shot.
Yeah, she wouldn't even try them. Didn't even taste them because the chicken was chicken thighs.
Dark meat.
Mm-hmm. And that really must have hurt you more than we realized.
It's just that I gave it an effort and she just crapped all over it.
And so that's the end of that.
Yep. I will not make efforts for food ever again.
He doesn't cook a lot. Right. So this to him was like an act of like, I've prepared this. I've made this for you.
I get it. I totally understand.
She doesn't even taste it.
So you now, but you've taken it a step further. It's not just, I won't cook for her anymore. You don't even worry about eating with her anymore.
I'm usually going to eat my dinner earlier than her anyway. Yeah. But like if we're eating together, that's the only time. Like if we're eating the same food from the same place or whatever, that's the only time we sit.
So unless you're going somewhere or she calls and says, hey, I'm going to stop here. Do you want something?
Yeah.
Is there ever a time that you call her and say, hey, or text or whatever in the afternoon and say, hey, I'm thinking about getting food from Chili's. Would you like me to get you something?
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Okay. And then you'll go ahead and eat together then.
Yeah.
Or do you get it and then you just leave hers, you go ahead and eat yours?
Depends on how long she's going to be. If she's not coming home for about an hour, probably not going to wait.
Isn't that wild?
The food is fresh. I don't want to let it sit, but she can let hers sit if she wants. If she doesn't want to come home, you know, from work or whatever, you know.
I'm sure she wants to come home from work. She's just busy working.
Well, we can't verify that information. No way to know.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's a school teacher. She's got a preset schedule. I mean, everybody knows what time school gets out. Wow. So when was the last time the two of you ate a meal together?
On Friday, she stopped and got some Little Caesars, and I had her get me a crazy bread because I had a frozen pizza that I want. Well, I was done with the frozen pizza by the time she got home, so I ate the breadsticks with her.
She's stopping to get pizza, but you've already got frozen pizza you wanted.
I'm not going to waste money on some Little Caesars when I already have pizza?
Yeah. Touché.
I do love Little Caesars.
Yeah, no, I thought it's your favorite pizza, isn't it?
Yeah, the one in Fort Mill does not miss, but I didn't have it that day.
Such a unique relationship.
Oh, it's great.
It never disappoints. We talk about it, though. It never disappoints.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Weight
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Some sad details came out about Matthew Perry's death over the weekend. The day that Matthew Perry died, his live-in assistant injected him with ketamine three times at 8:30 a.m., at 12:45 in the afternoon, and then again just 45 minutes later at 1:30. And the assistant said that the final injection, Matthew told him, quote, shoot me up with a big one, end quote. Said he did that, left to go run some errands with Matthew Perry in the hot tub. When he came back, he was face down in the water. That's sad.
Terrible.
Golly. Mm-hmm. And when you found out there was it $65,000 he'd spent like in 4 weeks?
A ton of money.
On ketamine?
Oof.
And then I thought this was fascinating. BuzzFeed has a post that says, start a fight in five words or less. You cannot mention politics.
Okay.
Start a fight in five words or less. Some of my favorite comments. You're acting like your mom, which is, I mean, if you're in an argument, you tell somebody. I just assume it's a guy yelling at a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, now you're acting like your mom. Boom. Fireworks. Hot dogs are tacos.
We'll start
a fight in five words or less. Wine is better with ice. There are a lot of them that are food related, like chocolate is gross, mayonnaise is trash, that kind of thing. Movies too. Star Wars is boring. Game of Thrones is stupid. We'll always start. One of my favorites though, mansplaining is valid communication. Did you think of what I saw you counting over there, Regan?
I was trying to think of something that would upset somebody here. I thought that's what we were going to do.
No, did you think of something?
I mean, you're cheating on your wife.
Well, it's not.
Right, I don't know.
Upset because it's not true.
Exactly.
Okay.
Same could go for that Star Wars comment. It's not true, so it doesn't hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Well, the fact that you had to clarify means it definitely does.
Incorrect. You're okay. It's okay to be wrong from time to time, Rick.
Anything about a band or a musician like Taylor Swift is a fraud.
Yeah.
Nirvana was never that good. Nirvana was never that good. Yeah, Nirvana was never that good.
I can agree with that.
What, Rob?
I said no, they're great. And then Riggins was like, I agree. I was like, oh my God.
I kind of agree with that one.
Yeah. You agree with which one?
The Nirvana thing. I said overrated.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just not a fan.
Who anybody else come to mind musically you think is overrated?
Chappell Roan. Right now,
really
overrated. I mean, she's good, but overrated.
So what do you think of Post Malone's new endeavor?
Post Malone overrated.
Oh, it's
good.
Say that.
That Post Malone country album is very good. It's very entertaining.
I wasn't crazy about him when he was doing hip hop. I'm definitely not crazy about him doing country. He seems nice though. Who's overrated? There's a lot of people that are overrated.
Dave Matthews Band is overrated.
Dave Matthews Band overrated.
Yeah,
the Beatles.
Beatles overrated.
Oh, this is just the dumbest argument.
Michael Jackson overrated.
Yeah, I get that one too.
Now you're just saying, things upset people.
Trying to get you fired up.
Right. That's the whole point. What about daggone Prince? He's overrated.
Yeah, all right. We're just going to name all the greatest artists of all time now.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We talked about something the other day, and I took a look at it over the weekend, and I just can't bring myself to do it. I follow too many people, according to Riggins, on Instagram, because when I first got on Instagram, I thought you follow everybody that follows you. He was like, you don't do that. Because it's not cool.
Not for you.
Yeah, it's not cool to be kind to people. It's not cool to be nice.
You're trying to make me look bad.
But I looked at it, I was like, maybe I need to unfollow some people. And I just can't. I don't have any reason to unfollow anybody. Have you unfollowed? I mean, that's a big deal. There are people that if they get unfollowed, it's like, it might as well be war has been declared.
Yeah.
Have you? Who was the last person you unfollowed? And you have to say their name, but is there somebody recently that you've unfollowed?
I've unfollowed people I've dated and then not dated anymore. I unfollow them.
Okay, but that's it. Fair.
That's, and I might have unfollowed a celebrity.
Yeah, I saw a guy a while back and said that he unfollowed his ex-girlfriend when she professed her love for her new boyfriend, like something like, I'm so
fair.
In love with this guy. I was like, okay, then I'm done.
I'm totally on board.
Why
with that.
Would you still be following her anyway?
Because there's a couple of things. You might just not have ended it poorly, and right. You're like, we're cool. But part of it is like, yeah, you don't want to get updates on their life like that. You're like, okay, I'm out.
Once they fall into another relationship, you're like, well, I'm a bail.
Yeah, and a lot of people will look at it as, I don't even want them thinking that I'm thinking about them enough to unfollow them.
Right, because it would they know? Do you even notice?
You could go over to their profile and check.
Oh, you'd have to go through some hassle.
You could go through a couple of steps, but yeah, part of it is like, I don't even want them thinking I care enough to unfollow them. So there might be a lot of reasons why you wouldn't or would, but... It's funny.
I'm gonna wait 3 weeks, then I'm gonna unfollow them.
Exactly.
So it doesn't look like I unfollowed them just because they started, just because she professed her love for this new guy.
Yeah.
Rob, do you unfollow people at all?
Yeah, like if I see they're posting too often, I'll like either Facebook or Instagram or whatever. I'll just go to their page and do it from there.
Because they are posting daily or something?
Sometimes more than just daily.
Yeah.
When was the last time you unfollowed someone, Rob?
On Facebook, it was probably like. Maybe a month ago.
Because of too many posts?
Yeah, and posts that I couldn't care less about. Like, they're showing off their kids. Nobody wants that.
So true, Rob.
You know, Rob, that's what happens when you get into your late 30s. That people that you follow on Facebook, they or any social media, they will show off their kids quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. Your wife's next on the list.
She's on the chopping block.
I'll be sure and let her know. Showing off that baby too damn much.
That's funny.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So Caitlin Clark is the top trending topic. She broke a WNBA record for rookie assists. So the Caitlin Fever still at a fever pitch for the Indiana Fever. See how many times I can work fever in. People still going to check it out. Well, do these ticket sales last into next season? I mean, will people still be excited? Excited about Caitlin Clark next season?
Will they be as excited? I don't know. I think it depends on how well the Indiana Fever do this year.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe this fever pitch, so to speak, that they can maintain this.
Yeah.
But they can. I mean, just you're having a moment. This is where you build to get people to come back next year. So I think it absolutely could. The growth can continue next year. I don't know if it'll be like this.
Yeah. Today is National Aviation Day. And don't forget, Ace believes, as a man in his 50s, having no experience whatsoever, that he could land a plane if it came to an emergency where somebody needed to fly the plane.
Yeah.
And he points out that his pilot friend said that there's no chance that that's a possibility within 3 shots, as if we needed a pilot to tell us that.
If there is someone talking to me, And it is a life or death situation, I believe I can get it on the ground. They can walk me through it. I can get it on the ground. It will be ugly. It will probably be a little painful, but I could save everybody's life.
He says he's good in situations of high pressure.
Yeah, I'm good in pressure situations. Yeah. Facts of
life. I love it. So happy National Aviation Day to all the pilots in attendance and Ace, apparently.
My father-in-law's a pilot.
What does that have to do with anything?
You said he's being pilot.
Okay. I thought you were like, well, my father-in-law's a pilot. I can pretty much land a plane. I thought that's the
No, but I just didn't realize I could go. He's got a little thing in his house. He's got a little simulator at his house that I could probably go and maybe he could talk me through it. We could see how I do with that. Yeah. Like a Cessna or something.
Okay. Well, yeah. I would love to see it.
Get ready. Get ready.
Could we all go try it out and see who does the best of the three of us?
Yeah.
That would be the best. Like if we did better than you, you would hate it forever.
No, it would just be another reason to hate myself. I wouldn't hate you. I would hate
you. You'd take it all internally.
Yeah.
Be really internal.
That's what I do.
There's a new kind of content on the internet that I am obsessed with. I'm going to tell you all about it coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Last week we were talking about, Ace had asked, who's like the new account that you're obsessed with online that you're following a lot? What kind of internet content are you consuming a lot of right now?
Yeah. Mine is Dr. Alex. Tons of chiropractors, but Dr. Alex is my favorite.
Highly specific types of content. Yeah. But that's what the internet is for. You can sort of go down the rabbit hole on so many things. But I stumbled across this on my For You page for some reason. But hiring, here's what I'll say. If you can hire an interior decorator to come do your dorm room, you're on another level.
Wow.
There's a woman, that's all she does. She's got an account. She does
dorm rooms.
Mostly SEC college dorm rooms. And she charges five figures.
Hey, what? Wait a minute. You would pay someone $10,000 to come set up and design your dorm room?
Correct. Over 10 grand. Per room.
That is wild.
And this is not an example of what she's doing. This is an interior decorator that did a dorm room at Ole Miss. The young women are from Texas.
Good Lord.
It's unbelievable.
It's unreal.
And I'm trying to, you know, immediately you think about your own dorm room and how different it was than something like this. I mean, this looks like out of a...
Well, girls' dorm rooms are always nicer.
They're probably a little bit nicer.
You know, I went to college in the late 80s. And my dorm room, I stayed in the dorm for a year. It had no air conditioning. And when you open the door, walls were like this off green color, and the floor was a dark gray, and the bed was just metal with a mattress on it. It was brutal, man.
And your roommate stunk.
Yeah, my roommate didn't wash his clothes. I finally tell him one day, man, pick up that pile of clothes and wash them. This room stinks.
He was in the band and he was sweating in his uniform.
Yeah, it was gross.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just a far cry from what.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I mean, they've got matching bedding and the furniture, and I mean, it's like. So, yeah, that $10,000 to hire an interior decorator for your kid's dorm room. That's the going rate. So, listen, it is pretty fascinating.
I'm going to have to check this out.
Got to check out more.
And it's the good use of space.
Yeah.
Being able to get the right thing in the right spot so you can use a small amount of space, make the room look so much bigger. That's what always impresses me.
Yeah, my dorm room was just sticky. Everything was sticky. That's what I remember.
That's a good description. How's your room?
Sticky. It was very sticky. It was real sticky.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family Shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family Shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So Saturday, I was hanging out at the house, and I was doing my Saturday stuff. I took the dog for a nice long walk. That was great. Mowed the yard. I'm having a great banner day. And then at about 5:30, doorbell rings. I'm like, what is this? And I don't have one of those Ring doorbells. I don't know who's down there.
Yeah.
But nobody ever comes to my house up in the suburbs. So I go down there. I'm curious. And it's an older woman. And she goes, hi, my name, are you Brian? I say, yes, I am. And she goes, well, I'm here with my two sons. Now I'm like, oh, I shouldn't open the door. She's wearing a shirt that says the name of my county and a political affiliation. I won't say which one, but she was clearly, you know, knocking on doors for her political party. And okay, it's not the political party that I'm going to be voting for. That doesn't matter.
Right.
But she says, hi, I'm canvassing the neighborhood. These are my two sons. One kid looks to be in college. The other one looks to be about 10 or 11. But I said, no, thank you. And I just closed my door really quickly. And then she's typing up on her iPad, like, I guess, the response that I gave her or something. I wasn't rude, but I was definitely short.
Sure.
And closed the door rather quickly. And I'm pretty sure the son called me a D-head under his breath. I'm pretty sure. I closed the door so quickly, but I'm pretty sure he shouted.
Well, I'm voting for your candidate now.
Yeah, exactly. That was my thought. I was like, well, that's certainly no way to
get. You go out and come. You go door to door.
Yeah.
At 5:30 on a Saturday?
Yeah, late afternoon.
Somebody went in and just, no thank you, and just closed the door? That's what people do.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I misheard him, but I also feel way right about the decision I'm making. But I like that. I like, you know, getting the family out to go knock on doors. But now I was actually feeling bad. I was like, was I abrupt in closing the door? You're allowed to do that. I said, no, thank you. I wasn't rude about it. But I just quickly made the assessment to close the door. And I think he called me a D-head. The older son, not the little one. But, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, you don't come to somebody's house and do that and then they get offended when they close the door.
Yeah, but did I judge them too harsh? Did they judge me too harshly?
Yes.
I think they maybe did.
100%.
Who as a society or what as a society have we judged too harshly? Maybe that Australian breakdancer catching all kinds of grief.
No, not that one. That's not
I agree.
I really don't like that person.
He's getting everything.
That person's getting what they need.
Yeah. So who is it for you? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, who have we judged too harshly? I was reflecting on last week when everybody was talking about that breakdancer from the Olympics named Ray Gunn, and I really went off. I teed off on her and the entire country of Australia after all that smack talking they were doing. But, you know, after having the weekend to sort of decompress, maybe I did go too hard on Ray Gunn.
No, I really don't like that person.
I agree with you. Ray Gunn
is not a good person. The more you find out about it, like, the more you should be going off on her.
I kind of think so, too. But I think it's a healthy attitude to sort of look back and go, you know what, maybe I was wrong there.
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't.
All in all, it's a good thing to reassess from time to time. Go, was that too much? I mean, remember that next time that kind of situation comes up.
Use it as a way forward. But who do you think we as a society, who or what as a society, we've been too harsh on? A lot of people say Johnny Depp when it came out, you know, that he had that horrible relationship with Amber Heard. But then she was she also won a suit against him, I think, for defamation.
Yeah, I don't know. But when that trial came about, you're like, okay, there was a lot more going on than we knew.
Yeah,
was saying he was a terrible person. You're like, oh, wait, there was a lot of stuff happening we didn't know anything about.
Exactly. So who is it for you? Who or what? Somebody said, Donald said, the breakdancer wasn't judged hard enough. Well, okay, fair enough. But Travis has a great one. Who have we judged too harshly? He said the Hawk Tua girl. She had no idea she would blow up by saying that. Also, the majority of people who are mad that she's making appearances would jump at the chance to make that kind of money just for showing up somewhere.
There was a lot of controversy because I think it was Thursday or Friday, she threw out the first pitch at a New York Mets baseball game.
Yeah.
And people were like, what are the Mets doing?
Right.
But I didn't see anybody faulting her.
No.
Like, you can't blame her if the opportunity has come forth. I mean, she didn't get paid to do that, but go do it. It's not her fault.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody can be mad at her for taking advantage of the opportunities.
Yeah, but she did catch a lot of heat on the internet. I mean, people were ripping her apart. This is a problem with our society, and, you know, she's trying to be funny. I kind of understand that.
Yeah, she's a girl that made a joke. You know, she'd had a few drinks, made a dirty joke, and for some reason it just took off.
Yeah.
And she's having a moment now. I don't know.
Yeah. Does any person pop to mind that we've been too harsh on, that we've judged too harshly? Were we too hard on Nickelback? You know?
100%.
Yeah, I think they've proven that now. Yeah.
And I think
if you watch that documentary,
I mean, they're great.
Yeah, I knew you'd defend Nickelback. Trick question. Got you.
No, you didn't get
it. I got you.
I love them. No.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.